Thanks for listening to the Woodward Podcast Network. Check out more shows by searching for us on Spreaker or wherever you catch your podcasts. The Woodward Podcast Network with Krupka Dental Associates.
Hello, this is Dr. John Krupka from Krupka Dental. We now have the Solea laser. You can have your fillings done without needles nor drills. We are a full-service dental office and always accepting new patients. To learn more about me and my friendly team, visit KrupkaDental.com.
36 minutes, 10 players, and one shared dream.
Fakes the three, gets baseline, puts one up and hits.
Swiss right-hand dribble underneath, puts one off the glass, and in it gets a foul.
Puts it up and rolls around and falls. He falls to the floor, but he will stand up and head to the free throw line.
The Fast Signs High School Game of the Week is on WHBY.
A three left side, he's fouled and got it to go. Oh, my.
Out front it goes. Three ball in the air. Good.
The WIAA basketball playoffs are on WHBY.
For three, he gets it to fall, and he gets fouled. Four-point play opportunity.
Now to the court with tonight's broadcast team.
From Wisconsin Rapids High School, it is WIAA Division I sectional final basketball this afternoon as the 6-seed Neenah Rockets take on the 8-seed Superior Spartans. Good afternoon and welcome into our final of our triple header, Fast Signs High School Game of the Week. And it is a trip, another trip on the line to state. A big congratulations to St. Mary Catholic. Heard Tony G on the call just moments ago. And we have one more tonight, and it's a familiar stomping ground for the Neenah Rockets. If you go back to 2019, it was a Max Klesmet bank shot from just outside the free throw line that sent the Neenah Rockets to state back in 2019. More on that with head coach Lee Rubbis. We'll also catch up with Superior head coach Corey Diedrich as he has the 8th-seeded Spartans in the mix here in this side of the bracket that has, well, gone quite bonkers. We'll get into more of that as well as our pregame show continues. Wouldn't be possible without our great sponsors, Myron Construction, Fox Communities Credit Union, Fast Signs, Hurling Clark Law Firm, Hoffman Planning Design and Construction, Kruger True Value, Better Home Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sam Bomier Law. Coaches' interviews, we'll have our starting lineups, our Myron Construction keys to the game, and those coaches' interviews brought to you by UW Oshkosh. Find out more on becoming a Titan by heading to uwosh.edu. So fans continuing to pile in here to Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a break and we'll jump into our coaches' interviews. First up, Lee Rubbis in his 8th year at the helm of the Neenah Rockets. And he comes into this one looking to defend that state title from a year ago. We'll find out more from the... Welcome back into the pregame show as we get set for our Fast Signs High School Game of the Week. Third in our triple header today and visiting with Neenah Rockets head coach as they get set to take on Superior, Lee Rubbis. And coach, first time since 2019, this building has some pretty good vibes, huh?
Yeah, it does. You know, that was a special game, right? We were the only game being played in the state that day because of weather. We had to play on Sunday and... it was a really good atmosphere and a good memory.
Take us through the run this year. A little bit unconventional when you look at your side of the bracket this year. 6 versus 8 for a chance at state. But, boy, I think the strength of the FEA really showed through this year.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, really anybody's league to get. You know, we were 6-0 at one time and ended up 11-7. So, and we, to be honest, haven't played what I've felt like is our best basketball really since January 6th. So it'd be nice to do that today. And yeah, you know, a 6 versus 8 is definitely unconventional, but you know, my message to the kids will be, you know, we didn't set up the brackets. We didn't determine who's in it. We were just showing up to play. That's what our job is. And hopefully we're ready to go today.
I know you're not in the business of looking back, but Thursday night, first half it was Brady, second half it was Cal. They were really a catalyst offensively for you guys.
They were. You know, we, you know, probably it was very much a microcosm of our season. You know, we had opportunities in the second half to really put it away. We didn't and let them hang around. And Like I said, hopefully we're still searching for that game where we get rid of some of that stuff. And thankfully, we've been able to keep playing, and hopefully that one's out there soon.
Is there a comfortability factor with your program now in games like this, games of this magnitude, based on the success here over the last 4 or 5 years?
I mean, I don't think comfortability. I think it's just there's like a raised expectation, just in terms of, what's expected of us, how hard we need to play, those types of things. So I would say it's more expectations than anything. And I would like to say that it's becoming, normalizing it. But, I know that's not the case. It's March, and madness happens in March. And that's been the case this year.
But being, and I know you say not comfortable, but knowing the atmosphere when you get into these situations.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Obviously, having been through it, Cal was a freshman who was in our rotation back in 2019-20. We beat Chippewa Falls at Marshfield, and then things got shut down. And, the following year, he was a player for us, and all our juniors and Brady were part of last year's run. So there is some of that for sure.
All right, take us through a quick turnaround. One day to Scout Superior, what have you seen?
This is the general theme. And obviously, for whatever, hard to, we get some film. Obviously, we have the video from the two FEA teams. Hard to get film, hard to find stats on them. But the general consensus is, they want to slow the game down, kind of, for lack of a better word, muck it up. That's been a theme I've heard from about 3 or 4 coaches on that side of the state that I've texted with. They want to make things half court. They want to give them play in the 40s and give themselves a chance, which is, what they did last Saturday against O-West and what they were able to do on Thursday against Appleton North. So, we're going to, they're going to play zone, so we're going to have to make some shots and make sure we're not just settling. And now we just need to play, get after things on defense and try to make them uncomfortable.
Not trying to dive in, but trying to speed it up offensively from your end?
Not necessarily speed it up on offense, but, really kind of trying to dial up the pressure and speed them up offensively. On offense, you have to take what they give you. And obviously they're going to play where they'll pack in their zone and they'll extend it. When they pack it in, we're going to have to make some threes. Hopefully we're taking the right ones. And when they extend it, we need to get into those gaps and hopefully find some layups there.
Kind of an interesting season and story for Luke, huh? Where he started to where he is now?
Luke Young?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like he couldn't have, been on the varsity right away. We try to have a process in place where, our older guys that have put in the time, have an opportunity. And he just kept doing so many things on a daily basis in practice. And it just, it was something that we needed to do at that time, and it's worked out well.
Well, Coach, go get him. Hopefully we're talking down the line.
I would love that. So thanks. I appreciate you guys being here and appreciate the support.
It's our pleasure. Head Coach Lee Rubbis with the Neenah Rockets. We'll have more, including starting lineups, toss and tip. That's coming up next on our pregame show. All coaches' interviews brought to you by UW Oshkosh. Find out more at uwosh.edu. Back with more after this here on HBY. Here we are, Neenah, in this sectional semifinal in Division I and visiting with Corey Diedrich with the Superior Spartans. Coach, this side of the bracket, 8-6, going for a chance to go to state, kind of wild this year.
Yeah, pretty cool. You talk about a run that, that our team's making, that their team is making. Underseeded, we'll take it. They're coming off, obviously, a state title a year ago, some pieces back, but some new faces as well. I probably think they're a little bit better than a 6 seed, and I'll take our 8 seed any day of the week.
Are you sick of seeing teams from the Fox Valley?
Yeah, I am. But if we got to beat one more to get the job done, that's what we're going to try to do tonight.
When you look at schools and conferences from across the state, you guys are in a really unique position. Obviously, geographically, a lot of your teams come from the state of Minnesota.
Yep.
So when you get into tournament play, what's the biggest difference you notice?
Yeah, I think the physicality is there, we play, a very difficult schedule in Minnesota. I mean, we play teams that go to the state tournament in Minnesota. A lot of teams from Wisconsin, try to discredit that a little bit. But I think, as we've seen in the playoffs, it's paying off.
When you guys obviously make long road trips, I would imagine that's kind of a constant for you. So comfortable, obviously, on the road?
Yeah, try to be as much as we can. If we want to get to where we want to, Madison, right? we're about as far away geographically as the entire state of Wisconsin would get. So we got to find ways to win on the road, and we've done that, you know, so far this year.
Not quite the quick turnaround from a Friday, Saturday in the regional, but one day to scout. What have you seen from Nina on tape?
Yeah, you know, kind of a two-headed monster, you know, with their shooters, with Kismet. Yeah, we're going to try to hang on. You know, we play an interesting style of basketball, some defense, some young players who are playing well. You know, I don't think my guys are afraid of anybody. Maybe they're too inexperienced to be. So I think that'll be our advantage tonight.
Offensively for you guys, give us one guy to really look out for tonight.
Yeah, I think Trey Sanigar, number five. He's kind of been our team leader last couple games of the regular season so far in the playoffs. I mean, I think he's about 25, 26 a game. You know, if he can get going, I think it'll be fun.
Coach, appreciate the time. Go get him, and maybe we'll be talking down the line.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Corey Diedrich with the Superior Spartans. More of the pregame show coming up. All coaches' interviews brought to you by UW Oshkosh. Check them out online at uwosh.edu. More coming up here on HBY after this.
Final, Nina getting set to take on Superior, trying to make it back-to-back trips down to the Kohl Center and defending that Division I state championship a year ago for the Rockets. We'll get to our Myron Construction keys to the game. But I want to bring you this message from the WIAA, WHBY. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. BJ DeGroat with you, producer engineer back at the Myron Construction Studios, Gary Berlowski, our broadcast crew here this afternoon. Wisconsin Rapids this and we'll take how both teams got to this point. First, for the Superior Spartans, the eighth seed in this top half of the left bracket in Division I out of the Lake Superior Conference, second place to Hermantown out of Minnesota in the Lake Superior Conference. In a regional semifinal was a 72-56 win over Chippewa Falls. Regional final saw them hosting, yes, Oshkosh West. You heard that right. Oshkosh West, who knocked off the number one seed in this side of the bracket. And we could probably continue that conversation as well. The Wildcats knocking off Eau Claire Memorial 78-71. So that set up a matchup between the 8-16 seed and Superior and Oshkosh West. Superior 47-41 winners against Oshkosh West. And now here the run comes against teams from the Fox Valley Association. Sectional semifinal this past 30, a 45-42 overtime win against Appleton North. That game played at D.C. Everest. So that sets up the Spartans with a chance to go to the Kohl Center. It'd be the first time since 1975 that they would have a chance to get back down to the Kohl Center. And they were state champs back in 1975. For the Nina Rockets, the sixth seed on this side of the bracket. Again, a little bit of help on their side from fellow FVA team member Appleton North, who knocked off the fifth seed Marshfield, but then that set up Hortonville and Appleton North on the bottom side of the bracket. And Oshkosh North upset by Appleton West, so Nina ended up hosting after a win against Spash in the regional final, 60-45. Regional final saw an 81-71 win at home against Appleton West, the 14th seed. And then the sectional semifinal game we had on our airwaves on Thursday night, it was a 69-56 win against Hudson. That game played at Spash on Thursday nights. And, of course, Nina familiar with Hudson, who they knocked off here from Wisconsin Rapids back in 2019. So, Coach Rubbis, state champion last year in 2022, first time since 1978, and for the fourth time overall in school history. If they were to punch a ticket today, that would be the 29th state appearance, and that will continue to lead all schools in the WIAA for most appearances at the state tournament. 17-10 are the Rockets coming into this one. They finished 11-7 in the FEA, and that was good for a fourth-place finish as we get set for this one today. For Superior, again, 15-11 on the year, 8-1 in the Lake Superior Conference. And again, trying to get down to the state tournament for the first time since 1975. We'll take a break. Quick 60-second break. When we get back, we'll dive into our Myron Construction keys to the game as we get set for Nina and Superior. Division One sectional final of Fast Signs High School Game of the Week, the final of three today. Coming up from Wisconsin Rapids right after this here on HBY. School Game of the Week pregame show continues. BJ DeGroat from Wisconsin Rapids as Nina getting set to take on Superior. Let's dive into our Myron Construction keys to the game first for the Rockets, and it's threes to please. Look for Brady Corso and Cal Klesmit. Corso was 6 in the semifinal win on Thursday. He finished with 18 points. The majority of his damage in the first half, it was Cal Klesmit in the second half. He also finished with 18. Both of them better than 36% from beyond the arc, and Brady better than 43% from beyond the arc. So look for those two, and especially with the zone that is expected from Superior today. Of course, those threes can open up that zone and get this game in the 60s. If you're Nina, you'll feel pretty good if you can speed this one up a little bit. And taking what we heard from Coach Rubbis, that may not be necessarily on the offensive end. Speeding this game up could come on the defensive end for them, as Superior likes to slow things down offensively. For the Spartans, our Myron Construction keys to the game for Superior: handle the atmosphere and continue that underdog mentality. You heard it from Coach Corey Dietrich in the pregame show. And, yes, muck this one up. 45-42 overtime win on Thursday. That game being played in the 40s, and it went to overtime in that win against Appleton North. Pace will be key. You need to find a way to slow this one down if you're Superior. There's our Myron Construction keys to the game. A couple of minutes before our national anthem, as well as our starting lineups, toss and tap. That's all coming up. Did have a couple of emails come through earlier today and earlier in the week wondering, for Nina fans and just fans of the FEA, how they could listen to this. Got a pretty cool note handed prior to the game from Dan Kilpatrick, and it's actually on behalf of his mom, his family, and himself, sending out a thank you for broadcasting this game. Mom's 95 years old, so a big hello to Joan Kilpatrick, who is listening. And they have quite the bloodline here. Take a listen to this. Cal Klesmit, of course, playing for the Nina Rockets. Max, we know, went to Wofford and now is playing for the Wisconsin Badgers. Rowan Klesmit is with the Nina Rockets. Eli Schmidt, if you remember from last year's championship team, that is another grandchild of this family, now at lacrosse. Emma Kilpatrick, we know how good she was playing with Kimberly. She's at Winona State. Alex Kilpatrick is a junior starter for the Kimberly girls basketball team. And a great-granddaughter, Mary Schmidt, is competing today in the Nina Show Choir at Holman High School. So a pretty cool note by Dan Kilpatrick, who passed that along this morning. So thank you. We appreciate that. And interesting run-in with the principal of Wisconsin Rapids on the way in. Apparently he was a big listener to Morning Show. He used to do with Brian Butch over on 95.3 and 99.1 The Score. Would download it and podcast it every day, and saw me, mentioned that he was a big fan and a big listener. So pretty cool. And we encourage those emails. Head to WHBY.com. You can text us on the Talk and Text line, the Settlers Bank Talk and Text line. Fire in text. Let us know where you're listening from, and Gary will translate those over to my way. The best way, of course, is tweet at us at WHBY on Twitter, at BJ_DeGroat. Let us know how you're listening, where you're listening from. We would appreciate it. You can get us anywhere online at WHBY.com. That's brought to you by Care Patrol. And, of course, download the WHBY mobile app as well, and you can take us on the go. So we will step aside a couple of minutes for the national anthem. We'll get our starters and toss and tip. That's all coming up on our Fast Signs High School Game of the Week sectional final. It is Nina and Superior from Wisconsin Rapids coming up after this. National anthem wrapping up from Wisconsin Rapids as we welcome you back in and open up our Fast Signs High School Game of the Week final of our triple header today. Fortunately for Xavier Hawks fans, they fell to Brilliant from Oshkosh North earlier today, 77-73. But it was St. Mary Catholic knocking off Auburndale in Division 5, 75-70, and we'll try to make it two teams locally heading down to Madison with the Neenah Rockets as they get set to take on the Superior Spartans. Let's meet our starting lineups for Coach Rubbis and his defending Division 1 state champion Neenah Rocket squad coming into this one. At guard, a 6'2 senior, Jackson Schloman. At guard, a 6'2 senior, Sam Coulthard. At guard, the leading scorer on this team, 6'2 senior, Cal Klesmet. At guard, a 6'1 junior, averaging 16 points a game and better than 43% from beyond the arc, it is Brady Corso. And the five-guard lineup will finish up with a 6-foot senior guard, Elliot Swanson. As for the Superior Spartans, head coach Corey Dietrich in his second year at the helm. For the eighth-seeded Superior Spartans, they look like this. Danon Lull, a 6'5 senior forward. Trayshawn Saniger, 6'1 junior, leading scorer on this team at 18 a game. At guard, a 6'1 senior, Carter Lambert. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, Calvin Anderson. Second leading scorer on this team with over 11.5 points per game and 6.5 boards. And at forward, a 6'2 freshman, Drew Eisel. So there's your starting lineups. Neenah will be the road team today in the road red with white, black numbers lettering and trim. Superior in the home whites with that light blue and black numbers lettering and trim. Neenah will work right to left on your Woodward Radio Group dial here in the first half. Superior left to right. As we get set for the toss and tap at center court, Schloman will jump, and it is won by Danon Lull. So Superior will open up with the first possession. High in the left, it's Lambert. Top of the key, a bounce, nearly taken away. Schloman has it in the front court, tracks it down, and will give it off. Corso, pump fake three, driving baseline, kick it out. They'll swing it top of the circle. Here's the touch for Swanson, corner three. Corso, out of the gates, rattles it home, and down for Neenah. They lead it 3-0 with 17:33 to go here in this first half. Good start for Brady Corso. On a drive, cut off. Saniger has it back, high on the left. Give it off left side. Lull for three, answers right back. Danon Lull, a triple, and it is tied it up 3 apiece. Here, just about a minute into this one. Good student section clad in white for Neenah on the far side across from their bench. Klesmet, high on the left for Corso. Corso trying to crack into this zone. Off to a good start today. First three went home for him. We're tied at three. Corso bounced to the left corner, driving through and a reach in as Swanson split a pair of defenders. So our first foul this afternoon will go on Drew Eisel. That'll be his first, team's first, and a sideline inbounds for the Rockets. Kind of extended 1-3-1 zone look for Superior as the ball knocked behind the Superior bench. And we'll have another inbounds coming from the sideline. I'll lob it out. Top of the key for Swanson. Just left to center circle. And it's Coulthard. Now into the hands of Corso. Corso high on the right to high on the left. Bounce inside. From Klesmet back out to Corso. Corso defended by Anderson, the freshman. Here's Swanson. Klesmet. Open three. Right wing. Coulthard got it to go. Sam Coulthard. Back-to-back triples for Neenah, and they lead it 6-3. Two really good looks on their opening possession for the Rockets, and they've cashed them in. That was one of our Myron Construction keys to the game. Sam Coulthard with the triple. So three-point lead as Superior goes to work offensively. They'll be patient as Saniger driving in. A couple of defenders, and it's taken away. Klesmet with the thievery up ahead, leaves it off. Swanson high off the glass, no good, as Saniger got a piece of it along with Anderson, and it's cleared away by the Spartans. Superior back to work offensively. Back out, Saniger driving left side, threw it up off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound inside. Eisel got it to, got the offensive rebound, couldn't get it to go, but he's fouled and will head to the stripe. A couple of free throws coming up for the 6'2 freshman, Drew Eisel. A couple freshmen in the starting lineup for Coach Dietrich. Calvin Anderson and Drew Eisel. So Eisel, first free throw, in and out, no good. 50% from the line. Limited statistics available on this Spartan squad. But we'll do our best to pass along with what we have. He gets the second one to go and makes it 6-4, the lead for Nina. A foul was called on Coulthard. That's his first, and that was the team's first for Nina. Into the right corner, Corso a touch. Right back to Coulthard. Top of the key. Here's Klesmet. Cal, one dribble inside to the right elbow. Flick it out, three. Coulthard in and out, no good. Board inside is loose ball knocked out of bounds. Schulman there fighting with a superior defender, and it will remain with the Rockets. 15-15 left first quarter, or first half, excuse me. Corso, another three. Top of the key, got it to go. Brady Corso, two triples already into this one, and it's 9-4 and some full court pressure here from the Rockets. There, we mentioned that speed up a little bit. Knocked away. Schulman got a hand on it. Ball loose on the floor in the middle lane. Cleared away by Klesmet. Came up with it and fired it off to Coulthard. He has it into the front court. On a drive. Here's Swanson. Kick it out. Swing it around Corso. Pump fake. Now on a dribble. Top of the key. Right back to Corso. High on the left. He'll put it on the deck with the right hand. Bounce inside. Wide open. Turnaround jumper is good. Sam Coulthard caught it right in the middle lane. Got it to go. And an early timeout for Corey Diedrich. And the Spartans, they trail it by seven. Nina up by seven. First time out, it's 8:30. We'll take it as well here on HBY. 11-4, the lead for the Nina Rockets here with 14:38 left in the first half. BJ DeGroat with you from Wisconsin Rapids. Gary Berlowski, producer-engineer, back at our Myron Construction Studios. Well, the threes have opened up on that last possession. Some space inside. A couple of threes by Brady Corso, one by Sam Coulthard, and then that other bucket inside. It was wide open in that zone. So Superior in a seven-point deficit, back to work offensively, nearly taken away. Eisel driving down the lane. Reach in, though, is going to be called on Elliott Swanson. Got a hand in on Eisel. That'll be Swanson's first, team's second, and Eisel will head back to the line. 11-4, the lead for Nina. 14-21 left first half. First free throw by Eisel is good. 2 for 3 here on the afternoon. Second one on the way. That one's too strong, but it catches the front rim after catching the back rim and drops. So early work from the free throw stripe for the freshman Drew Eisel for Superior. Makes it 11-6, the lead for Nina. Left side, Coulthard. On a dribble, fires it high on the right for Swanson. Swanson to Klesmet, out near the timeline. One touch by Swanson on the right wing. Swanson on a dribble, being harassed by Saniger, nearly threw it away into the backcourt. Coulthard back to Swanson. Pump fakes a three. Now we'll take a drive and a dribble to the right wing. He'll back it out. Get a screen from Klesmet. Now opens up right in the lane. Kick it out. Coulthard swings through, driving in the lane. Stops, gives it to the right corner. One touch for Schulman, back to Coulthard. Coulthard driving to the right corner. Swing it out. Swanson, top of the key. One bounce, Klesmet catches it back to the basket beyond the three-point line. Flip it out. Coulthard, another look at a three. Splashes it home. Sam Coulthard, red hot to start this one for the Rockets. His second triple this afternoon. It's 14-6, the lead for Nina. And a smile as well defensively by Jackson Schulman. Top of the key, knocked away, good hands defensively by Swanson. Boy, they're all over Saniger, the leading scorer for Superior. Saniger has it high in the right, guarded by Swanson. Couple of jab steps, now puts it on the deck. Spinning down the right rail, shot up, off glass, too strong. Offensive board there, and the right-hand layup, no good, as Lull came away with it, but couldn't get the rebound to go. 14-6, Klesmet in transition, pull up three off the mark, no good, and a rebound inside by the freshman Anderson, and he clears away for Superior. Now Klesmet trying to get into the scoring. Pull up three. Saniger straight on. Too strong. Ball loose inside. Knocked up. Tapped up and corralled right in front of the student section by Corso. Nina looking to run. And then Swanson crossing over. Tracks it down. Hands it off. On a drive. Schulman is bumped. And that'll go on Saniger. That'll be his first. Team's second. And our first substitution of the afternoon. It'll be Luke Young. Heard about his story in the pregame show. Also, Devin Ford will check in for Superior. So Young replaces Elliot Swanson. Young, well-documented this year, started on the JV, and now has carved out kind of a six-man role off the bench here on the varsity side of things. And, of course, that Young bloodline at Neenah, you know that all too familiar. Corso high on the right. A couple of jab steps into the corner. Young on a dribble. Gives off to Klesmit high on the right. Klesmit top of the key. Working a dribble between the rings. Back cut underneath. Oh, beautiful feed. Beautiful cut. Jackson Schulman with the lay-in. And it's 16-6. Neenah by 10. Under 12 to go first half. Anderson, the freshman, crossing over. Gives out. Eisel. Cut off at the left elbow, turning, looking for help, has to get rid of it. High on top to Saniger. Saniger out near center court. Skip pass to the near side. Here's the touch for Devin Ford. Checked in during that last dead ball. Ford on a drive and a carry. That's a good call. Fourth turnover by the Spartans here this afternoon as Ford has got that palm underneath the ball. And the trail official was right over it. And right on it. So 16-6, 10-point lead for the Rockets with 11.5 to go before the half. Klesmit driving, skip it to the right corner. Corso thought about the three, now puts it on the deck. Cut off, looking for some help, top of the key. Has it in Coldheart. Coldheart back out to Corso, high on the right wing. Corso will skip it near side for Cal Klesmit. Klesmit trying to crack into this 2-3 zone, loses it going in, but it's picked up. Now he has it back in the left corner. No look inside. Oh, up and under. Jackson Schulman. Little hesitation. Avoided the defense and laid it in. 18-6. It's a 12-point lead for the Rockets. And a reach-in by Coldheart, who was trying to work on Eisel and turn up that pressure, which has been extended out here by Neenah after those first couple of possessions. And Coldheart will take a seat. That's his second. Team's third, as Swanson will enter back in for the Rockets. Under 11 to go in this first half. 12-point lead inside, knocked away, and out of bounds, so it'll stay with Superior. Dangerous pass inside, and we can see here through the first few minutes, there's some nervousness from the Superior squad. And a credit, too, to the Neenah defense. They have been very active here to start this one. Top of the key, forward, hands off. Saniger looking to get to work here. Saniger spinning in the lane, gives it out. Eisel. One touch for Anderson. Anderson crossing over, loses his feet, but it goes into the hands of Ford, who has it high on the right. Ford on a dribble, trying to work in on Corso. Hands it off. Saniger flips it up. Oh, a runner, a floater from the right elbow for about 15 feet. Drops home for Trayshawn Saniger, and that's his first bucket tonight. And it will stay with Neenah as it was tapped out of bounds. Kyle Johnson will check in for the Spartans. He replaces freshman Calvin Anderson. And possession remains with the Rockets. They have a 10-point lead, 18-8, with 10:15 to go first half. Swanson feeds high on the right, out to Brady Corso. Corso working to center circle, into the right corner, Young, one dribble, hands off, and it's swung to the near side for Klesmit. Klesmit inside, has Young up and under, up with the left hand, and good. Oh, beautiful move by the sophomore, Luke Young. And you hear the Luke chants from the Neenah faithful. Back up to a 12-point lead, 20-8, under 10 to go first half. Eisel will break the pressure. The forward working on Swanson, crossing over, driving down the left rail. He's cut off, stuck on that left block. Finds Devin Ford. Ford on a crossover. Check that. That was Johnson. Now into the hands of Saniger, who has it knocked into the backcourt by Jackson Schulman. Saniger working on Schulman, spinning in the lane, gets by him, floats it up with the right hand, and good. Back-to-back buckets for Trayshawn Saniger. He has four, and it's back to a 10-point deficit for the Rockets. Klesmit feeds back to Schulman. Swanson, left side, left corner three. Brady Corso fires it off, and the lefty knocks it home. Three triples, 9 points here in this first half for Brady Corso. I mentioned threes potentially being the key in this one. Neenah has come out of the gates on fire, up by 13. High in the left, here's Ford inside. One touch, lull, back out to Ford, driving baseline, top of the key. Good look for Kyle Johnson for three. That one's in and out, no good. Matt Young, or I should say Luke Young. Sorry, Luke. With the rebound. Neenah with possession, up by 13.
Under 9 to go. Corso on the right wing, working to the right corner. Reverses dribble. Back out high in the right. Back to Corso. Three-ball corner. Pocket is good. Brady Corso continues to light it up from distance. He's got 12. It's a 16-point lead, and the Neenah faithful come to their feet here from Wisconsin Rapids. Saniger driving. Cut off, top of the key. Four to look at a three. The lefty shot off the mark. Offensive board inside. Lull tried to get it to Iso, but it's taken away. Here come the Rockets. Klesmet in transition. No look to Young, who lays it in. Oh, my goodness. It is all Rockets here early. 28-10, they lead it with 8:01 left. Full timeout on the floor taken by Superior. We'll take it as well here on WHBY. 28-10, 8:01 left in the first half. All Rockets here early on. 5 3-pointers have dropped out of the first 11 makes for Neenah here this afternoon. 11 of 14 from the floor here out of the gates. A little full-court pressure out of the break. Just a little light, a little testy pressure as Kyle Johnson has it for Superior. Spartans in a hole here early. See if they can withstand this early charge. Saniger a drive. Tough finish inside. Trayshawn Saniger. He's got 6 of the 12 Superior points. And that's just another strong move. They may need everything from him here this afternoon. 28-12 after that bucket as Neenah goes back to work against this 1-3-1 zone. Inside, another good no look, and Young has it. Counted in a foul. Luke Young with 6 points. He'll go to the stripe. Another beautiful feed inside. As the Rockets just extending this zone out for Superior, and it's opening up a ton inside for the likes of Shulman, Coulthard, and Young. 6 points off the bench for Luke Young. Make it 7 with the free throw. That last foul will go on Anderson. Kelvin Anderson, his first, team's third. Here with 7:24 left in this first half. 31-12, the lead for Neenah. Saniger, step back three, top of the key. Backboard no good. Rebound to the baseline. Knocked out of bounds as three Rockets collided. All going for that same mission in securing the rebound. It goes out of bounds and it will stay with Superior as Isel will sit for the first time this afternoon. Inside. Here's Anderson. Right back out to Saniger in the right corner. Saniger looking for a clear out. He gets it. Saniger. Working on Swanson. Shot up is no good. And a travel coming on Saniger. I don't know if I saw that. There was some contact inside with Swanson. I think initially when the whistle went, we thought potentially it would be a blocking call. And that's not the case. It's a turnover for Superior. Their fifth here in the first half. Coming up on the 7-minute mark. 19-point lead. 31-12. Here's Young at the high post. Kick it out. Swanson driving left baseline. Back to Young. One touch to Klesmet. Another no look inside. Underneath. Swanson skips it back out. Klesmet driving in the lane. Back out, top of the key. Here's Corso. Back over to Klesmet. Klesmet will fire a three and rattle it home. Cal Klesmet into the books for the first time this afternoon. And you hear that and you're going, well, what's going on with Neenah? They're just fine. 34-12, the lead for the Rockets. And the threes continue to fall for Neenah here this afternoon. Anderson high with it on the left. Puts it on the deck, top of the key, trying to cross over on Young. Dives in on the right block. Shot up, off glass, is good. Oh, tough bucket inside by the freshman, Calvin Anderson. Went right at Young, got the bucket to go. 34-13, 20-point lead for the Rockets. Klesmet to the corner. Corso pump fakes the three in the right corner. Cut off by Devin Ford. Back out to Klesmet, high in the right. Working near the sideline. We'll skip it here to the near side, Swanson. Back over to Klesmet on the right wing. Young, a cut, shot up in the lane, he's good. Oh, just dive down, the diagonal cut from Young. He's got 9 off the bench for the Rockets this afternoon, and it's 36-14. Another good delivery from Cal Klesmet. Klesmet nearly had a triple-double in that win on Thursday. 18 points, 10 boards, 8 assists. Saniger cut off inside and threw it away off the fingertips into the backcourt. A violation and the 6th turnover for Superior here in this first half. Young will take a much-deserved rest on the bench. Luke with 9 points for the Rockets here this afternoon as Nolan Yuckum into the game, replacing Young for Nina. They lead it by 22, 36-14. Coming up on the five-minute mark. Corso in the right corner. Double team comes. Gets it out to Klesmet. Klesmet, a couple of defenders there. We'll skip to the left corner. Swanson, one touch. Shulman has it top of the key. Back to Swanson on the left wing. Little skip pass to the top of the key for Klesmet. Swanson gets it left corner. Swings through driving baseline. Klesmet wide open. Now drives. Kicks it to the right corner. Swanson for three. Yes, sir. Why not? Elliot Swanson, you get in on the three mix as well. 39-14 the lead for Nina. Three for you, three for you, three for me, three for thee. My goodness, and another timeout for Superior. They've got to find a way to stop this bleeding. 39-14 the lead for Nina with 4:41 left in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break. Back with more from the sectional final here on HBY. 41 left in the first half, 39-14 the lead for the Nina Rockets in this sectional final against Superior, and off to a, I don't know if you could start better from the floor, 15 of 18 from the floor here in this first half for the Rockets, including eight made three-pointers here this afternoon to start things off. They're about to run away with this. Saniger driving, contact comes, and Swanson rode him on his way to the basket, so Swanson will pick up the personal. It'll be the fourth team foul, the second, on Swanson, and Young will make his way to the table. He'll replace Elliot Swanson. Just hit the three, but we'll have to take a seat with a couple of fouls. So Young back into the ballgame. Luke with 9 points off the bench. Superior with possession. Top of the key inside. Anderson has it after the inbound. Threw it up and in. Oh, got it to Lull, top of the key, and then cut right to the block. Got the reception, threw it off the glass, and put it in for Calvin Anderson, the freshman with the bucket and a trip to the stripe. 39-16 after the bucket. Anderson perfect on the year from, I should say, 82% from the stripe this year. And that one, as expected, falls. 39-17 after the three-point play by the Spartans. In a bit of a hole here, though, in this first half. Klesmet driving. Contact comes. Offensive foul. Bucket went. Wipe it away. Lull. Danen Lull stepping in to take the charge. Looked like Klesmet was kind of going at a diagonal action. Lull, though, did a good job of selling that one inside, and we'll head the other way. 39-17, the lead for Nina. They've come out of the gates red hot offensively and have dug in here defensively as well. 4 minutes left, first half. Saniger, step back three, right wing. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes to Klesmet. He'll push the gas in the front court. Oh, beautiful bounce up ahead. Shot up is no good by Jackson Schloman, who was running the floor. Another beautiful delivery by Cal Klesmet. Thought maybe you could. Oh, they are going to count the basket. Okay, so basket interference will count the bucket. Nope, they're not counting the bucket. And the officials will come back to the floor. The bucket didn't go, but I think you could make an argument. So no basket. They'll wave it off, and the second free throw coming for Schloman, who gets it to go. So a little confusion there, but squared away very quickly. Good job by the officials. So it's two free throws for Jackson Schloman, and it's 41-17 the lead for Nina. Eisel driving, shot up, no good. Couple of defenders there for Nina, and it's a rebound to Cal Klesmet. Up ahead, Schloman has it, feeds it off. Corso driving from the right wing, pull-up jumper from 6 feet, no good, and a rebound cleared away by Lull. And Superior, and Lull turns it over as Eisel was out of bounds on the baseline and didn't establish himself back in after Lull tried to get him the basketball after the rebound. So it'll go back over to Nina. Landon Konwinski into the game for Superior. First action for Konwinski, the 5'11 junior. Inside, Klesmet driving, pull up from 6 feet. Front rim, no good. Young is there for the offensive board. Caught up inside, threw it up, no good. Another offensive board, and it's tracked down near the sideline by Young. He gives it away, and it's tracked down eventually by Charlie Wunderlich. So Wunderlich with the reload for Nina, and Klesmet looking to burn a little time. Between the rings, Klesmet will work it out high on the right on a dribble. Looks as if Superior has gone to man-to-man defense. Step back three, Klesmet. front rim, no good. Young crashes in for the offensive board, and he's fouled on the baseline by Sanninger. And Luke Young making his presence known, the sophomore today. 9 points off the bench, another offensive rebound. Third personal on Trayshawn Sanninger as well, so that's one to watch. The leading scorer now saddled with three fouls in this first half for Superior as the officials will get together. 41-17, clock stop with 2:57 left in this first half. It's the fifth team foul on Superior. And a quick conversation, and we're ready to get back to play. Baseline inbounds here for the Rockets. On the near side block. Bounce pass comes in. Schloman up and easy. Easy money inside. Jackson Schloman worked his way from the left side to the right. Nearly turned over on the inbounds, but Superior will keep it. 43-17. A set play for Coach Rubbis. Schloman caught it off that right block. Laid it in, and it's 43-17 here with under three to go in the first half. Eisel working on Wunderlich in the front court. Handed off. Devin Ford to look at a three. That's back rim, no good. And the rebound by Klesman. He'll throw it up to Schloman up ahead with the left hand and lay it in. And now the Rockets out and running offensively. Back-to-back buckets for Jackson Schloman. It's 45-17, the lead for Nina. Anderson, the freshman, driving. Cut off by Young. Pressure coming. Knocked away. Klesmit goes flying over the Nina bench. It'll stay with Superior. Active defensively. Threes dropping from everywhere. Out on the fast break. I don't know if you could draw it up any better here for Coach Rubbis and the Rockets. Up 45-17 with 2:13 left in this first half. Superior on the inbounds. Comes in to Devin Ford. Ford will work it to center circle. Guarded by Corso. Ford on a drive. Hands it off. Crossover. One touch. To the corner. Eisel in the right corner. Puts it on the deck. Works back to center circle. Hand off to Landon Anrig. Anrig between the legs. Top of the key. Back to Anrig. Thought about the three. Gives to the left corner. Eisel driving baseline. Runs into Young, and it's an offensive foul. Hesitated for a second. Contact coming. Eisel thought he put on the brakes soon enough, but Young hit the floor, took the charge, and will head the other way. Second on Eisel. Brady Corso will take a seat. Justin Jansen into the ballgame for the first time for the Rockets, who lead it 45-17 here in the first half. And the zone being extended about three-quarters court for Superior, trying to shake things up defensively. Klesmit, top of the key, fires to the right corner. One touch. Jansen, back to Klesmit, top of the key. Inside, Schloman had his defender locked and loaded, laid it in off the left side. Schloman into double figures. 12 points for him, and the Rockets lead it 47-17. Inside, rejected by Klesmit. As Kyle Johnson had a look, it's tracked down by Superior, and a reach-in foul on Kyle Klesmit in the right corner. That'll be bonus free throws here for Devin Ford and the Superior Spartans. 30-point lead here in this first half. And it started out early with the three ball. Brady Corso with four triples here in this first half. Sam Colthart also a couple of triples as well, as the first free throw by Ford goes. First points for Devin Ford here tonight. Second foul on Klesmit. That will send him to the bench. As Wunderlich back in for Nina as well. Ford hits both. Swanson will return. He'll replace Wunderlich, who will take a seat. So the five on the floor for the Rockets. Young, Schulman, Klesmit, along with Justin Jansen and Luke Young, who has it inside. Shot up is good. Counted and a foul. Luke Young's big first half continues. 11 into double figures for him, and he'll head to the stripe. Count it with a foul. It'll go on, should be number 35, the scoreboard incorrect here, and that would be the third on Eisel. We'll see if they get that corrected as Young hits the free throw. He's perfect from the stripe. Make it 50-19, the lead for Nina. As Carter Lambert back into the ballgame for the Spartans. Full court pressure here by the Rockets. 1 minute to go in this first half. Anderson, the freshman, into the front court, breaks the pressure. Give it off to the right side. Lambert back to Anderson between the rings. Guarded by Young. Luke. And the entry pass is knocked away out of bounds. Try to get it inside to Danen Lull. But it was Corsu got a hand on it. So baseline inbounds coming here for the Spartans. Get it in, Lull, top of the key. Here's Lambert. One touch to Devin Ford. High on the right. Ford guarded by Corso. Trying to work his way in. Gets it out to Kyle Johnson. Johnson back to Ford. Ford driving. Runner in the lane. Off glass. Ooh, couldn't get it to go. And a rebound cleared away by Wunderlich and the Nina Rockets. Here's Corso into the front court. 24 seconds left in this first half. One touch to Jansen in the left corner. Back to Corso, who holds 16 seconds. Over to Jansen, back high on the left for Corso. Stops his dribble at center court and has it. 9 to go. Now we'll start his move, kick it out. 3 on the way from Wunderlich is no good. Ball inside, Young has it. Shot up, off glass, left it short, no good. Loose ball inside, shot up will go, but they will wave it off as it came after the buzzer from Jackson Schloman, but that really shouldn't matter because the Nina Rockets with a 50-19 lead here at the half. Everything going right for the Rockets, and they lead it here with one half to go and trying to punch another trip and ticket to state. It would be the 29th time in school history and looking to continue to defend that Division I title from a year ago. 50-19, your score at the half. Gary Berlowski back at the Myron Construction Studios of WHBY. He'll run down all of the scores from action today, not only on the boys' side, but the girls also underway in Championship Saturday at the Rest Center. He'll get you updated on scores from around the state as well as up in Green Bay for the girls' state tournament as well. 50-19, the lead for Nina here at the half. We'll be back with the start of the second half after this here on WHBY.
Berlowski back at the Myron Construction Studio. What a first half for the Nina Rockets as they put on a basketball clinic, both offensively and defensively. The six-seeded Rockets leading eight-seeded Superior by a score of 50-19. That's correct. 50 points in the first half. Red-hot shooting from three started it off, and that just got the ball rolling, literally, for the Nina Rockets. They are 18 minutes away from returning to Madison and defending their Division I state championship as they lead Superior by 31 points. In D1, going to be some good teams. The state's top-ranked team, DePere, continuing to play outstanding basketball. They had no problem over Homestead, 57-29. Arrowhead over Milwaukee Hamilton, 93-72, and Kettle Moraine defeats Franklin, 63-53. The big game in D2, Pewaukee once again knocking off Wisconsin Lutheran, Pewaukee's third straight trip to Madison. In D3, tough end for the Xavier Hawks as they fall to Brilliant, a great basketball game as Brilliant. It'll be their third straight trip to Madison. They hold off, the Valiant comeback by the Hawks, 77-73. West Salem also headed to D3 in state with a 68-46 win over Osceola. In Division 4, a game you heard right here earlier in part of our Woodward triple header today, Tony Giordano had the call from Appleton East as St. Mary Catholic came from behind and knocked off Auburndale, the Eagles, 75-70. Daniel Griffith, 24 points and some clutch free throw shooting down the stretch to lead the Zephyrs as they are headed and they'll play Thursday night in a D4 final. A couple of the finals we have in Division 4. It's Luther, 83 over Belleville, 88-73. Kenosha St. Joseph's, they are back to Madison after a little lull, 77-68 over Kohler. And that'll pretty much do it on the boys' side for the scores that we have. In girls, it is Championship Saturday, Division 5. It was McDonald Catholic over Blair Taylor, 61-46. Laconia knocked off top-seeded Aquinas in the Division 4 game. And just minutes ago, a thrilling end. Kewaskum came from behind, hit some key free throws down the switch. They hang on and win by 3 points in that one over the Milwaukee Academy of Science. Some big games coming up tonight. Division 2, outstanding matchup between Pewaukee and Notre Dame. And in Division 1, Brookfield East will take on Kettle Moraine. Kettle Moraine knocked off Hortonville last night in a Division 1 semifinal. Once again, we're at the half from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School in the Fieldhouse over at Rapids. Nina 50, Superior 19. We're going to return to BJ DeGroat in 1 minute. You're listening to the Fast Science Game of the Week on 1150 WHBY.
Welcome back to the Fieldhouse, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, as we continue on halftime here for this Division I sectional final, and it's all Nina, 50-19, 31-point lead here at the half over the Superior Spartans, and Division I is set, so all eyes here on Wisconsin Rapids from a Division I perspective. Number one, DePere, Kettle Moraine, and number one, Arrowhead, all locked in for a trip to Madison, the final piece of the Division I puzzle. 18 minutes away as we get ready for the start of the second half in this one. Let's dive into the stats here in the first half. And look, if you follow broadcasts that I'm on, you know where we're going to go with these stats. Typically don't have them. Well, it's because I brought a statistician along today. Mark Larson with me today, helping me out on stats. So appreciate that. First for Nina, just 2 turnovers in the first half. 19 of 27 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 12 rebounds, including 7 offensive boards for the Nina Rockets in the first half. They were led by Jackson Schloman, Luke Young, and Brady Corso, all with 12 points in the first half. Sam Coldhard with 8. Elliot Swanson and Cal Klesmet. Cal relatively quiet in that first half, but really didn't need to do much scoring as everybody else around him was dropping home threes and getting open inside. Cal and Elliot Swanson finished with 3 points in the first half. Numbers for the Superior Spartans. Tough going from the floor, just 6 of 17 from the floor. 7 turnovers in that first half for Superior. 6 for 7 from the line and just 6 rebounds, 4 defensive and 2 offensive for Superior. They were led by Trayshawn Saniger. He had 6 in the first half, 5 from freshman Calvin Anderson, 3 for Drew Isel and Danen Lull, and a couple of free throws for Devin Ford for the Spartans, who trail it 50-19 here to the Nina Rockets at the half. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be back with the start of second half after this right here on HB1. Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, the WIAA, and WHBY. BJ DeGroat with you from Wisconsin Rapids as we get set for the start of the second half, and we are underway. Nina with the opening possession, moving left to right on your Woodward Radio Group dial here in this second half. On a drive, Schulman into the lane, kick it out, one touch for Coulthard. Back out top of the key, between the rings for Swanson. It's a screen at the top of the key, and thrown back to Coulthard, who tracks it down. Coulthard back to Swanson, and a handoff here to Cal Klesmet, working at center circle. Gets a screen to his right. Works, hands off Corso, one touch into the hands of Coulthard. Back to Corso, top of the key. One jab strep, works to his left, into the left corner, Swanson, back out top of the key. Swanson replaces Coulthard into the right corner. Klesmet for 3, that one's off the mark, no good. Offensive board inside, Schloman spins up with the right hand and got the bounce to go. Jackson Schloman opens up the scoring in this second half. He's got 14, a game high for him, and it's 52-19. So a reload and points on the first offensive possession for the Rockets. Inside, Isel driving, contact, no good. And a rebound by Klesmet inside. Isel got it up and over Schloman, up ahead. Coulthard, pull up, in transition. Too strong, no good. Rebound cleared away by Lambert for Superior. Pace up and down here to start in the first couple of possessions. Zaniger lost it. Tried a spin move. Lost it. Up ahead. Here's Coulthard. He'll take it in. Drive and rejected on by Anderson. 6'5 Anderson negating Coulthard's drive inside. And it will be a baseline inbounds for the Rockets. 16:33. Clock stopped in this second half. Lob pass comes in. Swanson. Top of the key. Guarded by Eisel. Swings through. Kicks it to the left. Driving, Coulthard. Shot up is no good, but foul coming from behind. Believe it was Anderson who got a piece of Sam Coulthard. Indeed it was. It's team's first as Coulthard will go to the stripe. His first trip here this afternoon. Second personal on Calvin Anderson, the freshman. As Coulthard on the year, better than 77%, knocks home the first one. 6'2 senior, just over 7 a game. About a couple of rebounds and assists as well. And gets both of them to go from the stripe. And it's 54-19, the lead for Nina. About a minute and a half into this second half. As Eisel breaks the pressure, driving down the lane, leaves it off. Oh, beautiful to Lull, who lays it in. Oh, Eisel starting the offense for Superior and drives right down the lane. Easy bucket for the Spartans. Kick it out. Coulthard, good look at a three. Left corner. Got it. Sam Coulthard, his third triple tonight. 8 points in the first half. He's got 5 here in the second. Well above his season average. 57-21, the lead for Nina. Here's Anderson, the freshman, working on Schloman. Schloman cuts him off on a drive. Here's Saniger. Shot up, counted, and a foul. Saniger went right after Elliot Swanson. Got it to go. Trayshawn had to exit midway to late in that first half. Picked up his third personal foul. So would imagine he's going to be relatively aggressive here in the second half as Swanson will take a seat. That's his third personal, first team here in the second half. Charlie Wunderlich will enter in for Nina. And Sandiger's free throw no good. Lull there picks up the offensive board. Eisel has it. Left alone off the left wing. Anderson, top of the key, three is good. Well, 5-point possession for Superior as Anderson knocks home the triple. And it's 57-26. Full court pressure here from the Spartans. Wunderlich breaks it and gets it into the front court. One touch into the hands of Cal Klesmit. Klesmit standing on the Wisconsin Rapids logo near center court. Gives right wing for Brady Corso. Corso back on that logo near center court. Klesmit high with it on the left. Top of the key, Coulthard. Jab step on Eichel. Over to Klesmit. Step back. Klesmit on a dribble. Top of the key, Wunderlich. Left side, high on the left for Brady Corso. Corso, a couple of jab steps. Drives left. Leaves it off Schloman. Wide open and lays it in. Beautiful look by Brady Corso, wide open to Schloman, who was the beneficiary. Quick 30-second timeout taken by Nina. We'll take it as well. 59-26, the lead for the Rockets here on HBY. The big league continues here for the Rockets, 59-26. BJ DeGroat with you from Wisconsin Rapids, Division I sectional final. Nina all over Superior here with 14:52 left in the second half. 50-19, the halftime lead for the Rockets. And Superior with possession out of the timeout. Devin Ford being worked on by Brady Corso. Ford cut off, now gets it back after one touch to Lull. Ford between the rings, gives left side, Eisel. To Anderson on a back cut, Saniger has it, lays it up. No, it's rejected from behind, but followed up by Lull, who has his second basket here in the second half. 7 for him, up ahead, Corso. Pump fake in the lane, spinning. Up and under, not there, kicks it out. Klesmit steps into a three, left it short. Ball loose, and Lull has it for Superior. He clears away. Here's Devin Ford. He'll look to push it a little bit into the front court. Now taps the brakes, and we'll go to work. Here's Saniger, top of the key, working on Schloman, driving, shot, no good. Lost it going up, and it's a turnover. Back to Nina. Klesmit, little stutter step, leaves it. Good pass inside. Lay-in is easy for Charlie Wunderlich. His first points tonight. 61-28 after the bucket for the Rockets, under 14 to go, second half. It's been all Nina from the start of this one. They continue here in the second half. Trying to punch that 29th trip to state. Shot by Anderson, too strong at the free throw line. And cleared away by the Rockets. In transition, wide open. Corso for three. That one's too strong. And a rebound cleared away by Anderson and the Spartans. Like wide open three. Good look for Corso. Comes up empty. 61-28 the lead for Nina. Coming up on 13:15 left. Saniger driving. Cut off. Throws it into the hands of Corso. But it's picked up by Ford. Ford driving. And it's scooped up by Schloman. Schloman into the front court. He'll coast in with the left hand. Rejected by Saniger at the rim. Oh, good recovery defensively. Back the other way we go. Isel has it. Kick it out. Ford for three. Left wing is rattled home and good. Transition three after the defensive play by Saniger leads to a Ford triple. And it's 61-31. The lead for Nina. No look inside. Schloman got position on Isel. Up and under. Laid it in. Easy bucket for Jackson Schloman inside. He has had plenty of open looks here this afternoon and has cashed in. 63-31, the lead for Nina. Anderson in the right corner. Saniger off the right wing, driving, cut off, kicks it to the left corner for Isel. Isel driving, threw it up and couldn't get it to go, but contact coming as he was sandwiched in between a couple of Nina defenders. So Isel will head back to the stripe. 3-for-4 on this afternoon. 3 points for him in the first half, all three of those coming from the stripe. 63-31, clock stop with 12:21 left in this second half. Isel's first free throw is short, and we'll have substitutions. Lambert back in for Superior, as well as Kyle Johnson. Jackson Schloman will take a seat, as well as Brady Corso, as Wunderlich and Sam Coulthard back into the game, along with Luke Young. Second free throw goes for Isel. And it's 63-32 after the make. Nina with possession and that big lead. Working on this zone. I would imagine they'll stay relatively aggressive offensively. Into the corner. I say that. Sam Coulthard's three is short and corralled by the Spartans. Devin Ford has it. Coasts his way into the front court. Isel high on the left. He'll try to go to work on Swanson. Crossing over. Left side. Shot up is good with the right hand. Just muscled his way in, did Isel. 3 points for him here in this second half. Six for the game, and it's 63-34, the lead for Nina. Swanson cut off near the timeline, gets it to Young. Young down the lane, kicks it out. Wunderlich to the corner, Coulthard. Back to Swanson, and they'll slow things back down into the hands of Klesmit. Klesmit, top of the key on a dribble. Crossing over, hesitation, kick it out. Swanson into the right corner. One touch back into the hands of Klesmit. High in the right, on a cut. Coulthard not there. The follow by Young is, though. Luke Young has blitzed the offensive boards tonight. He follows that up with a bucket. 14 on the game for him off the bench. 12 in that first half. Isel kicks it out. Nearly lost it on the sideline, but Kyle Johnson tracks it down for Superior. He'll give it to Isel off the right corner. And a reach in, Klesmit. As Isel tried to make his move, Klesmit tried to dive in with both hands. It'll be the second team foul here in this, or I should say third team foul, third on Klesmit. As Corso will return, we'll also see Nolan Yuckum back into the ballgame. Wunderlich will take a seat along with Sam Coulthard. So 65-34, 10:57 and rolling here in this second half. Trip to the Kohl Center on Friday night. On the line, the last of four teams to punch a ticket here to state. As Young had a crack at a defensive board, Anderson went up with it. Looked like he got hit in the head. And a loose ball on the floor. It will stay with Superior. As Isel will check into the ball game. Anderson will take a seat. So Superior with possession. It's in the hands of Saniger. Saniger crossing over top of the key, trying to drive in on Swanson. Shot up is good. Got the floater to go again, and a timeout taken. Full timeout taken by head coach Corey Diedrich. Yes, indeed. A full timeout. 65-36. Nina with the lead. We're back in 60 here on HBY. 10:33 left, second half. BJ DeGro with you from Wisconsin Rapids at 65-36. The lead for the Nina Rockets. The sixth seed in this bracket, over the 8th seed Superior Spartans. Yeah, this bracket exploded early as Eau Claire Memorial, the number one seed, going down. Hudson also taken down as well on this side of the bracket as Nina with possession out of the timeout. Swanson gives it to Klesman. Klesman right down the lane. No-look pass out on a drive. Up and under. Shot up no good by Yuckum. And an offensive rebound again for Luke Young. And the Luke chance continued. No-look inside. Young has it counted and a foul. Oh, a beautiful look inside from Cal Klesman. He's only got 3 points this afternoon, but his passing has been on full display. The recipient this time, Luke Young, with the bucket. He'll go to the line. Giant smile from Cal Klesman after that delivery as Young gets the free throw to go, converts the three-point play. It's 68-36. Starting to get that feeling, maybe booking a hotel room in Madison on Friday night if you're Nina. Saniger, three, got it to go. Left wing, pulled up, knocked it down. Saniger, six in the first half. He's got seven here in the second, 13 on the game. 68-39 after the three. Klesman has it, cut off, and gives way to Swanson. Skip pass near side for Corso. Klesman back on the logo, inside, no look, and guess who's there? Nolan Yuckum with the lay-in. Nina getting pretty much anything they want inside now after opening things up by hitting those threes in the first half. Saniger from the outside. His triple is knocked home. Back-to-back threes for Trayshawn Saniger. Pull it up, knock it down. 70-42 after the bucket. The lead for Nina. Coming up on 9 minutes left inside. A lightning pass, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Kyle Johnson. Nobody home inside as Yuckum almost had another bucket. Just a razor of a pass from Cal Klesman. So the foul coming. It'll be the first on Ford. Check that. First on Johnson. And an inbounds here. Handed off from Klesman, who knifes in and lays it in after inbounding it. Got it right back and hit the gas to the right side of the rim. 72-42. Saniger another three. That was off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound inside by Ford, and he's fouled. I believe they'll get Luke Young as the guilty party. Fourth team foul. It'll be the second on Young. As Landon Enrig back in for the Spartans. 30-point lead maintained here for Nina. Under nine to go, second half. Lull gives it off to Saniger. He's at the hot hand. Saniger splits a couple of defenders, drives down, lays it up. No good with the left. And rebound by Young, up ahead to Klesman. Behind the back, leaves it off inside. Yuckum can't get it to go. And it's ripped away by Anderson, and a foul coming by Nolan Yuckum. That'll be Yuckum's first, team's fifth, as Corso will take a seat. Justin Jansen into the ballgame for the Rockets. 72-42, the lead for Nina. 8:24 and rolling here in the second half. Saniger kicks it to the right corner in the hands of Ford. Ford on a dribble. Left wing. One touch and to Anrig back into the hands of Saniger. Crossing over top of the key. Runs into Swanson. Step back. Oh, good pass inside. Was going to put it up for a shot, but laid it off to Danen Lull. Lull with three buckets here in the second half. Klesman on the other end. On the baseline. Shot up is good to a cutting Justin Jansen. Another delivery from Cal Klesman. Be curious as to what his assist numbers total by the end of this one. Saniger pull up three, left it short. Long rebound collected by Yuckum. Here come the Rockets. Klesman spinning on Saniger down the lane. Leaves it off to Yuckum. Shot up is no good, in and out. Young there for the offensive board. Threw it up and in, counted in a foul. Oh, the Windex man on the offensive end here in this one. Luke Young has been a busy man on the glass this afternoon and in the scorebook. 12 first half points off the bench. His third bucket here in the second half and a chance at another three-point play for the sophomore. Luke Young can't get it to go. In and out, no good. 76-44, the lead for Nina. Eisel. Long three off the right wing by Anderson. In and out and in. Got the friendly bounce as Anderson hit that from about 25, 26 feet. Second three for him in the second half. Jansen swings through, high on the right, looking for some help. Gives way to Klesmet at center circle. Klesmet looking for a ball screen, gets it from Young. Splits it down the lane. Shot up is no good, but he's fouled on a reach-in. Klesmet split the defenders at the top of the key and then got right to the rim. It'll be the fourth team foul on Superior here in this. Check that, fifth team foul. It'll be the first on Lambert as Klesmet gets the first free throw. Now, his scoring numbers won't be great here this afternoon as Schloman, along with Wunderlich, back in as Luke Young gets a well-deserved round of applause as he'll head to the bench. Klesmet, second free throw, left it short. Anderson comes away with a rebound. Klesmet's scoring numbers today won't look good, but, boy, he has been the catalyst from a passing standpoint in this offense, opening things up. Three dropped home by Cutter Lambert, his first bucket of the afternoon. Now, the threes that dropped early certainly opened things up, but the passing, as I say that, Klesmet with a turnover, tried to squeeze one into Schloman. 77-50 on a drive. Saniger threw it up, no good. Offensive board inside by Lambert. Kick it out. Wide open three for Ford. Got it to go. Knocked it home. Devin Ford, his second triple, second half. He's got eight on the game. It's 77-53. Nina with the lead. Swanson up ahead. Into the hands of Jansen. Jansen driving baseline inside. Good look. Wunderlich can't get it to go from point blank range. Back rim and out. Saniger presses the gas on the other end. Contact comes. Hits the floor. Into the hands of Eisel. Eisel driving off the right side. Threw it up, no good. Tap up by Anderson, no good. And it's into the hands of Jackson Schloman for Nina. Couple of opportunities for Superior. They come up empty. Timeout taken by Coach Rubbis and the Rockets as they lead it 77-53. It is a full timeout. We'll take it as well. We're back from Wisconsin Rapids after this here on HBY. 77-53 as we get back to action. Under 6 minutes to go in this second half. Nina with the lead. Looking to punch another trip to state. Defending champions in Division I last year. No look inside. Schloman tracks it down on the baseline. Defending champs still standing from last year. Klesmet high on the left. Double team comes. Gets it to Coldhart. Driving. Lays it off. Schloman on the right baseline. Got it to go. Boy, Schloman and Luke Young have been the beneficiary of some easy buckets inside. Good deliveries as Anderson pull up three straight on. No good for the Spartans and a rebound cleared away by Schloman. Here's Swanson. A couple of defenders into the lane. Kick it out. Klesmet on the right wing. He'll back it out to center circle. Now works around a defender inside. Lay it off as Coulthard right there to go and lay it in off the left side. Sam Coulthard. From the delivery of Cal Klesmet. 81-53, the lead for Nina. Continues to grow under five here in the second half. 4-3, splashed it home. Oh, catch and shoot three from Devin Ford. His third one in the second half. Nobody home. Long lead pass and an easy land for Jackson Schloman. 10 points in the second half, 12 in the first, 22 here for the game. 83-56, Nina with the lead. Cut off, Ford, back to Saniger. Saniger gets a ball screen, top of the key, driving right side, kick it out, Eisel. Eisel, high on the left for Ford. Ford puts it on the deck, working to the right corner. He's cut off by Corso and feeds back out to Saniger. Saniger from 28 feet, no good, and a long rebound into the hands of Sam Coulthard. He'll flip it to Klesmet, who walks it over the timeline. Swanson, back to Klesmet. As Nina looking to burn a little clock here. Swing through, drive. Klesmet, diagonal pass, easy. Right to Schloman, who lays it in. 85-56. Cal Klesmet carving up the Superior Spartan defense. Tapped away, Corso. The theft from Brady. He'll go up and under with the left and lay it in. I think he was worried on the trail from Saniger, so decided to use the rim as a little bit of a protector. Probably made it a little bit more difficult than he had to. Anderson, a long three on the other end. He'll cash that one home. 87-59 after the make, and a timeout on the floor. Quick 30-second for Corey Diedrich and the Superior Spartans. We'll take it as well. Nina with the big lead, 87-59 here from Rapids. Back with more after this here on HB. 3:33 left before the final team in Division I punches the ticket to the Kohl Center for a matchup at either 6:35 or 8:35 on Friday night in semifinal action. 87-59, Nina with the lead here from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. BJ DeGroat with you as we're back to Anshin. Swanson driving in the lane. He'll feed it out to Brady Corso, top of the key. For Klesmit, back to Corso high on the right. Corso drives in the lane with the left hand, coasts in and lays it in. Brady Corso, his first bucket, check that second bucket here in the second half. 16 for him, right around his season average as Saniger is bumped on a drive. Got into the body of Elliott Swanson. So Corso at his average. Schloman and Luke Young well above their average. As Elliott Swanson will take a seat, he'll get a standing ovation from the Nina faithful who have made the trip out here to Wisconsin Rapids. And tapped out of bounds off of Saniger on the baseline. It'll go back over to the Rockets. 6 foot, 10-inch junior Ethan Hosel on the floor for the first time for the Rockets here this afternoon. And we'll start to see the bench empty from Coach Young and the Rockets. And I would imagine Superior will follow as we're under 3 minutes to go. 89-59, the big lead for Nina. Klesmit leaves it off on the baseline. Shot up is good. Josh Armstrong, who checked in as well, gets a bucket. Guess who on the delivery? Cal Klesmit. 91-59, the lead for Nina. Saniger working on Corso, drive, kicks out. Lull for three, right corner. Too strong, rebound inside. Saniger has it, easy layup off the left side for Trayshawn Saniger. As it's 91-61 after the bucket. Nina in cruise control here, just 2 minutes away from their 29th trip down to Madison, and a timeout taken by head coach Lee Rubbis and the Nina Rockets. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as subs for both teams, and a round of applause as both benches are going to empty here this afternoon. 91-61, 2:03 left, and the Rockets, defending Division I state champs, still standing. And will still stand for at least another 5 days as they will open up play at either 6:35 or 8:15 next Friday night. You would imagine going into the seedings based on the results from earlier today with number one seeds DePere, Kettle Moraine, and Arrowhead advancing that you would figure Nina would probably be locked into that four seed. We'll see. But they will be able to be defending champs and probably one of the few times this year now be able to put on that underdog mantra when they get down to Madison. 91-61, subs into the game. We'll do our best to keep track. Near sign, Blumhoff. Left side into the corner on a drive. Bounce from Armstrong. Top of the key nearly taken away. Ball loose on the floor. It's scooped up by Blumhoff and taken away, and a travel as Tucker Freesher Berthium stood up as he had the basketball. Liam Flores will enter into the game and replace Trayshawn Saniger, the junior, the last to be replaced. It's a good ovation from the Superior faithful who made the trip. 91-61, 1:26 left. Oh, taken away. Knocked away, and the lay-in on the other end is no good. No, counted and a foul. It hung on the rim and dropped. Kyle Johnson was hammered on his way to the rim by Ethan Van Dyke. So that will send Johnson to the stripe. Potential three-point play. Connor Baronis into the ball game, as well as Owen Wise. The roster quite lengthy for Nina as well, so not only do you get your subs, you get the subs on top of the subs in situations like this, as Johnson gets the free throw to go, the 5'10 junior. 91-64 with a buck 19 left in this one. Just formality here over the next minute plus. Driving Van Dyke, cut off on the baseline. Finds Baronis, top of the key. Couple of jab steps. Shraven inside spinning, threw it up, no good. Offensive board inside by Van Dyke. Van Dyke spinning, top of the key. Good look at a three, why not? Blumhoff, too strong, no good. And a ball ripped away and a reach and foul inside. Isaac Peterson, the guilty party. Tucker Frischer-Berthume with the reach-in foul. And it's a baseline inbounds. Comes in, spinning, inside. Oh, couldn't get the lay-in with Shraven. And it goes back over to Superior. Maybe the final look at a shot here, we'll see. 91-64, the lead for Nina. Superior with possession. Here's Liam Flores. He's cut off on the left side. Bounces near side. In the hands of Samuel Meller. Meller driving, loses it in the lane. It's scooped up, shot no good, but fouled from behind. Baronis got into Aaron Moen for Superior. 27.7, clock stopped. 91-64, the lead for Nina. First shot is banked home. Why not? Moen with the free throw. Coming up later tonight, Bucks and Warriors from Golden State. Coming your way at 7 o'clock right here on WHBY. 24 seconds, second free throw was missed, and Nina's going to be able to dribble this one out. Near side, Van Dyke driving, cut off. Well, scoop it up, no good. And a jump ball going to be called. It will stay with the Rockets with 13 and a half seconds left on the clock. The scissors, the ladder, get that ready. The sectional plaque will be delivered. Shot up, no good inside. Rebound is put home, though, by Ethan Van Dyke. And that will pretty much do it. 93-65. Nina Rockets heading back to the Kohl Center and defending that D1 title. They win it 93-65 over Superior, and the sixth seed has come out of this side of the bracket, and we are all set in Division One. Next Friday night, seeding meetings will take place tomorrow, and we will know the bracket sometime, I would imagine, on Monday or Tuesday. 93-65, a state-leading 29th trip to the Kohl Center for Nina High School. And they've got some nets to cut down and one more, at least one more basketball game to prepare for. Your sectional champions today, your Nina Rockets, 93-65. Once again, your final score. We'll take a quick break, total up the scores and pass along some stats and get you set for next week. Also let you know what's coming up tonight as well. Our final triple header on what was a busy day on the boys' side here on both WHBY and 95.3 and 99.1. The score, it ends with a Nina Rocket victory and another trip to the state tournament. And we will wrap things up here from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln after this right here on HBY. We'll make it two area teams punching their ticket to states. Earlier this afternoon, it was St. Mary Catholic, and now it is you, the Nina Rockets, as the Rockets back-to-back state appearances, and for the 29th time in school history, they will be heading to the Kohl Center, and they will do so this year as the defending Division One champions, and looking forward to having coverage on Friday afternoon for that one. And we will actually kick off things on Thursday afternoon with St. Mary Catholic, depending on where they would get seated. Thursday evening, either 6:35 or right around 8:15, 8:35. So be paying attention to that. Follow WHBY.com for all the listings for pregame show and tip times. But the plans are to follow the Zephyrs and the Rockets down to Madison, and we will do so starting on Thursday, and then Friday night it will be most likely Nina playing at 6:35. So pregame at 6:30. Nina most likely playing at 6:35 on Friday. They get it done 93-65, and we will dive into the stats. But first, here Berlowski working hard at the Myron Construction Studios. If you missed any of this one, here's some highlights. So listen back. It's our instant replay. There you have it as your Nina Rockets heading back to the Kohl's Center again for the state-leading 29th time in school history, trying to make it a fifth state championship in school history, and the defending champs still very much alive. Let's take a look at some of the statistics. Leading scorers first for the Nina Rockets, led by 24 from Jackson Schloman. 24 points for him. 18 for Brady Corso, 19 off the bench for Luke Young. He also had plenty of offensive rebounds in there as well. Sam Coulthard got things started as well from the outside. He finishes with 15. 5 points, just five for Cal Klismet, but I guarantee he's probably in double figures as far as assists are concerned. I'll be very curious to see Coach Rubbis and his staff and what they finally end up with for Cal. His distribution was on full display. Mentioned the 18 for Brady Corso, and then a couple of buckets for Josh Armstrong, Ethan Van Dyke, Justin Jansen, and Charlie Wunderlich, and 3 points on the afternoon for Elliott Swanson. Leading the way for Superior, 18 for Trayshawn Saniger. He ended up in a little bit of foul trouble late in the first half, so probably could have had a few more there, but boy, 93-65, you're going to need a boatload from Saniger in this one. Also in double figures, Calvin Anderson, the freshman, with 14, and Devin Ford with 11 for the Spartans. Statistically, though, for the afternoon, the hot shooting was certainly on display for Nina. 37-61 from the floor. Big advantage on the glass as well, out-rebounding Superior 26-18. Just 7 turnovers for the Rockets, 12 on the afternoon for Superior, and both teams relatively efficient from the free throw stripe. 8-10 for Nina, 9-13 from the free throw stripe for Superior, but many of the statistics as you look at the scoreboard, 93-65 in favor of the Nina Rockets, who move on to 18-10 overall on the year. And we'll head back down to the Kohl's Center for a chance to defend their title. Again, most logically, or, you know, when we look at the other Division I teams already punching tickets, all three of the other teams in Division I, number one seeds, DePere, Kettle Moraine, and Arrowhead, you would likely think that the Rockets would come away with a 4 seed. We'll see, but if that was the case, they would open things up at 6:35 on Friday night down in Madison, and coverage we'll be right here on WHBY. 6:30 the pregame, if that holds true. Yeah, I should say 6 o'clock the pregame. 6:35 would be tipping that one. We'll get things underway on Thursday. St. Mary Catholic, we'll wait to see where they end up seating-wise in Division 4. Those semifinals get started Thursday night, either 6:35 or right around 8:15 or 8:35. Wouldn't be possible trips out here to Wisconsin Rapids or anywhere we do high school basketball without our great sponsors, Myron Construction, Fox Communities Credit Union, Fast Signs, Hurley Clark Law Firm, Hoffman Planning Design and Construction, Kruger True Value, Better Home Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sam Beaumere Law. Well, that'll do it here from Wisconsin Rapids. Your final tonight, Nina, 93-65. They knock off Superior and are heading back to the Kohl's Center. For my producer and engineer tonight, Gary Berlowski, back at the Myron Construction Studios, that'll do it for our Fast Signs High School Game of the Week. Appreciate you jumping aboard for what was a busy day in Northeast Wisconsin and across the state for many teams, and we appreciate each and every one of you for listening. Once again, your final score, Nina 93, Superior 65. Hope you have a great rest of your Saturday night and a tremendous Sunday on the way. We'll talk to you next week from the Kohl's Center. This has been a Woodward Radio Group communications broadcast of high school basketball on WHBY.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.